Happy April Fool's Day. But don't worry, we won't pull any April Fool's jokes on you during this edition of Mondays with Mike. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 past 8 on this Monday, April the 1st, and we have lots of news to share with you on Wisconsin Public Radio. A new talk show will start this week on the Ideas Network. There's a new public radio station in Rhinelander starting today. Plus, we will discuss news from NPR that Talk of the Nation is going to be discontinued. And we welcome your questions and your feedback at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Mike Crane is the director of Wisconsin Public Radio. He joins us each first Monday of the month for Mondays with Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So first things first, we have new people listening to Wisconsin Public Radio in Rhinelander right now?
Yes, probably today just a few that might have discovered it on the radio or heard the news in advance, but we're really proud to have added a new station, WHSF, a bit of a mouthful as call letters sometimes are. It's 89.9 FM for Rhinelander and Eagle River and Crandon, and we'll love to hear reports about whether people are picking it up in Tomahawk and Marathon and that whole area. People work really hard to hear the Ideas Network in the Northwoods, and this is going to help for a bunch of them to have a much better, stronger signal of the Ideas Network.
Well, that's great. Welcome to all who might be listening right now to WHFS.
HSF.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said the wrong one. HSF. Yeah. All right. Well, good. Also, news that I wanted to talk about today came on Friday, and I have to admit, Mike, I thought it might be an April Fool's joke. It was from NPR announcing that Talk of the Nation will be discontinued. What's going on?
Yeah, no fooling on that one. And I happened to be on a brief vacation, and I was somewhere between here and New Hampshire driving, I think, when I started to hear the news about this, and I wondered the same thing. But no, it is actually real. NPR announced on Friday or so that Talk of the Nation is going away at the end of June. And concurrently to that, Neil Conan, who has been the host for the last 11 years, is going to leave NPR. My understanding is he was offered the idea of working on some other project at NPR and elected not to do that. And he was quoted as saying basically that he's ready to step away from the daily grind of journalism. And we'll see what's next for Neil. He may turn up on something else at some point, but that's a huge change, of course. And there's one more piece to the puzzle, which I'll mention, is that concurrent to those two announcements, there was a third announcement, which is that NPR had made a partnership with member station WBUR in Boston to pick up the program Here and Now. No relationship with the WPT program of the same name, but this is a program that listeners to WUWM will be familiar with as an hour-long noontime program, and it happens to come from Public Radio International, and it's going to move to NPR, expand to 2 hours, add a second host, and also, because it's a partnership with NPR and WBUR, they're planning on adding journalistic resources between the two partners. And it's certainly NPR's hope that stations like WPR will pick that show up when Talk of the Nation goes away. But we have no decision whatsoever on that. We're really kind of in that, what happened kind
right,
of phase.
Right.
You know, there's that old thing about the supposed Chinese ideogram of crisis and opportunity. And I've read some things that suggest maybe that's not what the ideogram really means. But in any case, that idea is really interesting, which is when you're presented with a crisis, can you treat it as an opportunity? And that's what I think we have to do is say, okay, we know that Talk of the Nation is going away. Now what? There's one other question that I'll anticipate, and that's what about Science Friday? Some people know that's produced by a separate company. It's Ira Flatow's company. And they've said they're not going away. And so that presents yet another set of decisions for stations, including ours, about how we figure out all of our schedules.
Oh, so I did read that Science Friday would remain in production, but the here and now offering from NPR would be Monday through Friday, so a station might have to decide to cover up the Friday here and now.
That's right, or move things around.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised, although it's a 100% speculation, that there might come a time where Science Friday elects to change the name in order to make it attractive for stations to pick up at different times. Don't know. But it's, may you live in interesting times.
Well,
right?
I know that we are going to ask for listener input.
Yes.
On what you would like to hear weekdays from 1 until 3 on the Ideas Network to take the place of Talk of the Nation once it is discontinued at the end of June?
End of June is what we're told, yep.
Yep. So what would you like, a news magazine like this Here and Now news magazine? Is there some other nationally produced talk show that you might like to hear there? Is there a locally produced show that you would like to hear there? Let us know your thoughts and questions on what to do now that Talk of the Nation will be ending production. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Mike, why is NPR discontinuing Talk of the Nation?
Well, at the moment, what I have is what they've told us. And there's probably a deeper backstory, as there is with every story in the world. But this much is certainly true, that stations around the country, as they've been building their news efforts, have been clamoring for a stronger midday news presence from NPR. And so that's been under discussion for a while. And in fact, the presence of Here and Now on, I think it's about 130 stations around the country, is an indication that stations are looking for that. That said, the surprise part is that they decided to let go of Talk of the Nation in the process. And I don't 100% know what their thinking was, except that, again, they commented that there is a glut of talk show offerings. The Ideas Network is unusual in being almost an all-talk network. Most stations might have one local talk show and Talk of the Nation or something like that. So that might be something interesting. And I think by the glut, they're certainly thinking of programs like On Point, also from WBR, as a matter of fact, and The Diane Rehm Show, and perhaps some others are on their mind as well when they think that.
So conceivably, Wisconsin Public Radio could pick up this news magazine Here and Now, or it could take On Point, which is on later in the evening on the Ideas Network, and put that from 1 until 3.
That's certainly a possibility. On Point is a tape delay for us, as we say in the old parlance. And it would still be a tape delay at 1 o'clock. It actually feeds at 9 o'clock Central Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time. And so that certainly is a possibility. The Diane Rehm Show is out there. There's another program that we've talked about on this program sometimes called The Story with Dick Gordon. That's something that some stations have carried. And in fact, WUWM used to carry The Story but decided that it wasn't really working for them. So that's not heard for the most part in this area right now.
Well, we have lots of reaction on Facebook. Linda on Facebook writes, "I'm not liking this at all." For those of us who are political junkies and like fair and balanced reporting, this is especially disappointing. Brian on Facebook writes, "Change can be good. It's nice to listen to some new voices in programming. Hopefully this will result in more ethnic and cultural diversity on the air. However, I don't think Here and Now represents any significant change from the status quo. I hope WPR opts to provide an alternative that is more inclusive and enlightened." So is it possible, Mike, that we would do something, locally produced at Wisconsin Public Radio?
It certainly is possible. One of the interesting things that is going on here is, you mentioned the new Friday show, which we'll talk about. One of the reasons why there's a new Friday show is that Veronica Rickert is moving to work on the afternoon show we're developing. Now it opens up new questions about, well, what's the right schedule and that sort of thing. And very much this new program, as Brian is mentioning, is focused on having more diverse topics and guests and so on. And so we're interested in that very avidly. It is expensive to produce a local show, though, and it has been a real advantage in our schedule to have, in addition to the 8.5 hours a day of local shows, to have Talk of the Nation as one of the anchors in our schedule. So that's going away, and we have to figure that out.
Yeah. Let's talk about the new show that debuts this week, Friday, 45 North.
Yeah.
Hosted by Anne Strainchamps.
Many people will be familiar with Anne because she's a regular interviewer on To the Best of Our Knowledge. She's also the creator of the Wisconsin Life series that we occasionally hear the selections from that on the Tell Joy Where to Go segment on Fridays. And it's heard a lot on the News and Classical Network during Morning Edition. And Anne is a pretty regular substitute here on the Ideas Network as a talk show host. And the 45 North is a reference to the 45th parallel, which more or less goes through the middle of Wisconsin. And it's a kind of a place name. And as Anne says, she wants to think of the show as a place for people to visit with artists and creators and all kinds of guests. And I would think that people who are fans of Veronica's show will find this pretty similar in the sense of some of that same sensibility of wanting to interview and talk with people who create.
I'm looking forward to it. And Veronica Rickert, again, who was the host of the Veronica Rickert Show Fridays from 9 until 11, is now going to be working on a new afternoon program with Rob Ferret. Rob Ferret was the producer of this show before he became our host fill-in person. And now Veronica and Rob will be collaborating as a co-host on this new show, yet to be named, right?
Yep, that's right. And it is hard to, you know, is 45 North the right name? I don't know. Is At Issue the right name? Is The Joy Cardine Show, which is very straightforward, the right name? I don't think that we really know, but it is helpful for us to have a name to talk about the show and make reference to it. And nowadays, you know, have the podcast named that as well, all those sorts of things.
But, and just because listeners are probably saying, well, when's that going to start? We don't know exactly yet when the new afternoon show will
right.
start.
Right. There are some hiring that still needs to be done. So that's a part of the equation there. Tentatively, we're hoping to launch it in mid-late May. But that may slide a bit. What they're doing now, I love this name, they're doing what they call paper pilots.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea of that is that basically you prepare as if you're going to do a show and you create the whole show in terms of writing down what it would be. And so they'll create a day's show and then evaluate it. Well, how would that have gone? And what's good? What's bad? What can we work on? And the central question they're asking is, if we were inventing the Ideas Network today, what would it sound like? Who would we talk to? And I think that very much to the comments that we heard from Brian on Facebook, we would talk to a more diverse list of people and we would take advantage of the various backgrounds of people throughout the state and their personal histories and their ethnicity and so on. And so that will certainly be a part of it. One of the things we've talked about is in addition to call in, we think there'll be call out segments, which had, when we were inventing the Ideas Network 22, 23 years ago, that was certainly something that we thought about and were working on. And probably the most famous of the call out programs that's still on the radio today is As It Happens, which is on in the evenings here.
And what do you mean by call out?
So a call in program is focused particularly on taking calls to a guest expert that we have in, and a call-out program would be that the hosts of the program or other correspondents or whatever would call someone and interview them. And so it's kind of a different mix.
We're talking with Mike Crane, director of Wisconsin Public Radio, and we are welcoming your questions and your reactions to the news this month from Wisconsin Public Radio, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Hoping you will stay tuned. Coming up later today, it's At Issue with John Munson. What role do women play in the White House? You can join John and his guest as they discuss the relationship between gender, popular culture, and the presidency, and discuss the possibility of a female U.S. president. That's after 3 during At Issue with John Munson. This is Mondays with Mike. The first Monday of each month, usually the first Monday of each month, Mike Crane, the director of Wisconsin Public Radio, joins us to share some news with you about public radio and to answer your questions and to respond to your feedback. We have lots of news this week, including the news from NPR that Talk of the Nation is going to be discontinued at the end of June, and we are welcoming your input on what you'd like to hear there instead. And our first caller is Judy in Milwaukee. Hi, Judy.
Hello. I want to, first of all, thank you for one new program, Q, in the afternoon. That is simply delightful, and it expands my thoughts and exposes me to things I might not be exposed to normally. But I want to also speak in support of Here and Now, which has become one of my favorite programs, and I am hopeful that you all will consider it.
So, Judy, for the perhaps many people around the state who don't have the opportunity to hear it, what is it you like about Here and Now?
Well, I think there's also a collaboration with BBC.
Mm-hmm.
And so on WWM, I can listen to it after Terry Gross, which is a perfect transition, I think, to bring me back to the midday news and also to have a bit of an international focus as well. I feel as if I also learn an enormous amount from that show and from the caliber of people they can interview because it's in Boston.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do get great guests, yeah.
Boy, do they, like Tom Ashcroft does on Point. And again, these are things I learn from. And I think for me, Talk of the Nation became something that just unnerved me because I realized the anger and hostility in the country.
Mm, interesting.
And made me uncomfortable. And I feel as if I hear wisdom and the possibility of wisdom on Here and Now.
Thank you, Judy.
Yeah, thanks for the comments.
I'm a little confused, Mike. Is Here and Now a news magazine in terms of lots of in-depth, pre-produced news reports, or is it an interview program?
It's something of a mix, and it's hard to say exactly where it's going to go with the new partnership. It's an hour-long program right now. It's going to become a two-hour program with what they call rollovers, so meaning that those 2 hours will feed again and be updated if there's breaking news, that sort of thing. And NPR's plan is to add NPR reporting resources to the effort, so probably BBC, NBUR, NPR resources. And one of the comments they made is they hope to take advantage of all of the great journalists that are at stations around the country as well. And so it may be that it will be a mix of produced features and interviews. Certainly there aren't a lot of interviews. As it turns out, because I was in New England when I heard the news about Talk of the Nation, I did have a chance to listen to Here and Now. And what I was hearing was basically an interview like you'd hear on All Things Considered.
Mm-hmm. And the difference is it would not be a live call-in program.
No, absolutely.
Talk of the
Nation is. No call-ins at all.
Yeah. Is there a bias, Mike, against the call-in in public radio?
I don't think there's a bias against it. I think that with the exception of a station like the Ideas Network, there's just not the same sort of critical mass of it. And there's certainly a belief among some program directors that what's really needed in the midday is more of Morning Edition and All Things Considered as opposed to anything else. And if you think about it, news and talk are similar, but they aren't exactly the same. And, you know, if I had an opportunity to, say, add another 15 stations to the WPR network, I'd probably want to be able to have a music channel, a news channel, and a talk channel because each has a unique offering. Mm-hmm.
Do we know what's going to happen to the scheduling of Q when all this new afternoon stuff happens?
Well, our instincts before this news about Talk of the Nation were to consider moving Q to a little bit later in the evening, but I'd say apple cart upset, as they say now. We want to think through everything with this new information before we have a final determination of any of the schedule.
I'm Joy Cardine with WPR Director Mike Crane, and our next caller is Bob from Plover. Hi, Bob.
Good morning.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Mike. How are you? My questions, I have a couple of questions. When you have more than one or two people, like especially during political interviews, it kind of gets out of hand when everybody starts talking right away.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that that should be just a one-on-one conversation with the interviewer and the person being interviewed. Otherwise, it's too much of a rumble.
It's always challenging. Like if you watch the Sunday morning news programs, that will happen where all of a sudden everybody's talking and the host has the responsibility to kind of tamp it all down. And, you know, at least you can see the people talking to some degree. It's even harder on radio. And yes, it's the responsibility of the host to guide that. And I think Tom on Point has shown that it's possible to handle a lot of guests because he'll have sometimes four or five people go in, and he'll just keep moving them around and digging deep into topics. And you're right, Bob. It can be a real challenge.
So, what would you like, Bob? You just don't want to. You don't want to have debates with the, or you
well,
want?
More,
what do you want?
I think you could have like in an hour program, you could have a half an hour with one guest and a half an hour with another.
Sometimes we do that for probably that very reason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And the other thing I'd like to say is like when a person is interviewing some of these talk shows on public radio, I'd like to just say that it's a call-in talk show. It's not an email talk show or it's not a Facebook talk show.
Hmm.
So you don't get a lot of calls from people. Like now, let's say, for example, it's about 30 minutes into the program, and I think you only took one call.
Well, actually, Bob, from a sort of a production standpoint, my observation is that we're able to get more comments in than we used to be able to because of using Facebook. And for a while, you remember, we tried AOL Instant Messenger when that was hot and so on. And Facebook has become a part of that mix as well. One of the things that does seem to tend to happen as you're doing an hour of talk is that there's a kind of a while in that first 15, 20 minutes where I think callers are deciding what they might even like to ask. Now, sometimes they're queued up right away, but other times it takes a while for people to get going. And sometimes taking a Facebook comment can prime the pump, if you will, because people say, oh, yeah, I do want to talk about something like that. So I think that's the basic idea. And the other thing that we found, Bob, is that people really insisted on the ability to be able to interact with us in that way more and more.
And Bob, please, at least I truly want to hear from as many callers as possible. I certainly share Facebook comments and email comments as well, but I am trying to have as much participation from callers as possible. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks.
Jerry in Menasha is with us. Hi, Jerry.
Good morning. Please don't lose Science Friday. It is so educational. It brings something to public radio that nothing else does. I think we learn from it. I think it's a wonderful show, and I do hope you can rename it and sneak it in someplace. However, there is a place for hard worldwide news we really don't get much of anywhere. I'm talking about problems in other countries, in other places, not necessarily what's going on as far as military action goes. I'm talking about basically giving people an idea of what kind of government places have, what problems the people have, so that we can expand ourselves mentally, globally.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you very much, Jerry. So you'd like that kind of show during the afternoon?
Yes.
All right. Is there that kind of show around, Mike?
Maybe not from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock other than what Here and Now provides. Or we'd have to look into this, but I know that the BBC does their own kind of call-in plus email, and they do texting that they accept. It's a program called World Have Your Say.
Hey, that sounds cool.
Yeah, it's a very British way of saying it. But I don't know a lot about the show other than that it is provided sometime during the day and would be on the list for us to investigate.
Stella in Sturgeon Bay is with us now. Hi, Stella.
Hi. First of all, I would like to say that I'm just very grieved to learn of the demise of Talk of the Nation and Neil Conan leaving, because Neil Conan and Dick Gordon are two of the most skilled interviewers I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to recommend The Story with Dick Gordon as a replacement, and also The TED Show, the new show that NPR is producing. I have no idea what Here and Now is. If it is similar to Talk of the Nation or to All Things Considered, we have 4 hours of All Things Considered already. So another 2 hours, similar, I think, would not be particularly good. If Here and Now is similar to Q, I've only caught a few segments of Q, and there have been, of the few that I've caught, there have been one or two that have been interesting, and most of them have been not at all of any interest, and actually kind of repellent. When I try to listen to the BBC late at night after 11 o'clock, I find it very difficult to listen to the BBC. There's a quality of the sound and the voices and the presentation, the delivery, that is very difficult to listen to. So if Here and Now has a large segment of BBC, that would not be, literally, physically, it's uncomfortable to listen to.
Thank you, Stella. So does Here and Now, will Here and Now still have this partnership with the BBC, as far as you know?
Yeah, as far as I know, but not a level of detail I've gotten into, honestly.
Yeah. And what's this TED show? I think I've heard a little bit about
that. So some people know that TED is this really remarkable website, and TED, Ideas Worth Sharing, and that it's sort of... like, take the PowerPoint presentation that we've all been tortured by in business and turn it into something really exciting with amazing imagery and the best possible speakers you can imagine. And that's the TED event. And you check it out. Just look for TED online and you'd find it. And this is a idea that NPR is working on to bring something of that to the radio and the TED Radio Hour. And it is on the list of things we've thought about. It's only 1 hour and might be a weekend offering for us to look at. So I appreciate the suggestion.
Yeah. Thank you, Stella. We have a comment from a listener on our audience services log. I'm excited to hear about Anne Strainchamp's new show. I'd like to suggest as a guest... Robert Simonson, Wisconsin native and author. His most recent book is Performance of the Century, about the 100-year history of the Actors' Equity Association. It's a great read, very entertaining, and has some compelling and intriguing stories. Robert would be a great guest. Well, thanks to that listener. And again, Anne's program will be focused a lot on arts and culture and with a Wisconsin connection as well.
Absolutely. And this reminds me, seeing this particular suggestion, that as well-read as you all are on the Ideas Network, when you combine the power of that with our listeners and how well-read they are,
right,
it really does improve the Ideas Network. And we get a lot of great suggestions from people. So keep those suggestions coming and listen to Anne's show and let us know what you think.
And again, that's going to be 45 North, which will debut this Friday from 9 until 11 here on the Ideas Network. Sally in Middleton is with us. Hi, Sally.
Hi. I'm just wondering why Jerry Gross was taken off the daytime time. This was some years ago. She was a regular, and she was on during the day and was marvelous. And now I've inadvertently found out that she's on around 6 or 7, the worst possible time, the busiest time of any day, any time, any home. There she is. Why was that move made?
It was actually before my time, Sally. So what I know is what I've been told, which was that when the opportunity comes to ask the question, do you offer fresh air or all things considered? All things considered wins, basically, that fresh air is supplemental to all things considered. And this is, in our case, fresh air is heard on the News and Classical Network. You do run into a challenge, which is that where do you put everything that's great? And I understand what you're saying about 7 o'clock being a busy time, but honestly, every single person's life is different, and it is hard to tell what's going to be the busy time for them. For some people, that's the point at which they're doing the dishes, and it's a perfect time to listen. And for others, it's impossible because the TV set has gone on, and they're working on homework or whatever. And it is a puzzle we always face because we just have the 24-hour clock to work with. Fresh Air remains a popular program for us, and in fact, popular outside of what we do. It's one of the most popular podcasts that NPR distributes as well.
Yeah, it was a long, long time ago. Sally might remember this, that we did have Fresh Air on the Ideas Network at 3 o'clock, but then it was preempted, so to speak, by locally produced talk, like Kathleen Dunn was on at 3 o'clock at one time, and then of course Gene Faraca's
Here on Earth
was there at 3 o'clock. But I suppose that that Fresh Air could be considered as a possible Ideas Network program once again.
It could, and in fact, we certainly will ask that question among the many questions now that we know Talk of the Nation is going away.
Yeah. Let's take Steve next from Madison. Hi, Steve.
Yeah, good morning. And I'm wondering, of course, since thousands of listeners want to hear Democracy Now! On Wisconsin Public Radio.
All right, what about Democracy Now!, Mike?
I'm curious, Steve, do you listen to it on WORT?
Why can't we have that? Yeah, they can't hear that in upstate Wisconsin.
Well, actually, it is heard in other parts of the state. Some of the community.
Why isn't that under consideration on Wisconsin Public Radio?
Well, we've got actually lots of other offerings that we also hear demand for that aren't offered. We mentioned Diane Rehm Show and so on. Like many things, that you know, many programs that we don't carry. But it is something that's offered. You do know it's on WORT here in town in Madison, and WDRT carries it, I believe, in Viroqua and so on.
Yeah.
And so it is offered on some stations and on some cable networks as well.
I'm Joy Cardine with Mike Crane, the director of Wisconsin Public Radio. Mike is here once a month, usually the first Monday of each month, to talk with you about all things related to Wisconsin Public Radio. He shares news with you. He answers your questions. He responds to your feedback. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. Stay tuned. Kathleen Dunn is with you after 9 o'clock, and it's another edition of All Things Political coming up after 9. Kathleen and her guests will recap the latest news from Washington coming up in our next hour. This is Mondays with Mike. I'm Joy Cardine with Mike Crane, the director of Wisconsin Public Radio. And let's shift gears just for a little while, Mike, and talk about some non-talk show-related news from Wisconsin Public Radio. We have the final forte behind us, and now it's coming up, the Neil Silva Young Artist Competition. What's going on here?
So this is a competition that was made possible by a generous donation from the Eduardo Neil Silva Family Foundation. I guess that's not the exact title, but from the estate of Eduardo Neil Silva. And it's a young artist competition where people in the high school to college range compete in chamber music, and then there are several winners, and they get to be heard in a winner's recital live on the radio Sunday, April 7th at 12:30. It's instead of our Live from the Chazen broadcast with non-competition winners, and always very exciting and a part of a larger thing, as is the final forte with the Madison Symphony. And that larger thing that we're working on with Wisconsin Public Television is what we call the Young Performers Initiative. And the sense is that our young people will be prouder of their accomplishments if we shine a light on them. And so a lot of the output is television programs that WPT is working on. And there are things like the Neil Silva competition, the Final Forte. And you'll remember maybe that we talked a while ago about picking up From the Top, which is a young performer's show that's heard on evenings, on Sunday evenings, mm-hmm. on the News and Classical Network as well. So we're really excited about that. It's wonderful to see these young people develop into the incredible artists that entertain us day in and day out.
And there is news from Higher Ground with Jonathan Overby?
Yes, this is something that if it's possible to be or fair to be jealous, this is something to be jealous of. The folks that will get to join Dr. Overby on a world music broadcast adventure to Cuba, or as he says quite properly with the Spanish sound, Cuba.
Cuba.
And it's to Cuba in February of 2014, and then there's a trip to Ghana in May of 2014. And those are educational trips. I don't have a lot of detail on the Ghana trip yet, but the Cuba trip is in partnership with UW Waukesha. So it's a kind of a continuing education opportunity. And also, looks like we're coming to a live broadcast with Jonathan from the Memorial Union Terrace Saturday, July 6th. So what a great way to celebrate the show and enjoy some tremendous music and the amazing setting of the Memorial Union Terrace in Madison.
That'd be great.
So that's all coming up from Higher Ground with Jonathan Overby.
And Simply Folk and host Stephanie Elkins have some specials coming up.
That's right. A special Earth Day edition on Sunday, April 21st, with music appropriate to that celebration, which started here in Wisconsin with Gaylord Nelson. And also prior to that, on April 13th, The Loving of the Land is a concert with Grammony at Music Hall in Madison that Stephanie will be emceeing.
Mm-hmm. I'm Joy Cardine with Mike Crane. We are talking about news about Wisconsin Public Radio and getting your questions and feedback for Mike. Spent a lot of our hours so far talking about what you might want to hear on weekday afternoons once Talk of the Nation is discontinued. NPR announced on Friday it will discontinue production of Talk of the Nation. That's Monday through Thursday. Science Friday will stay in production. It will remain. But we're wondering what you might want to hear on weekday afternoons from 1 until 3. Let's take some more calls. Don in Holman is next. Hi, Don.
Good morning. Hey, with that change of All Things Considered, it seems like somebody's able to make some major decisions that affect our lives. Would you be able to put an organizational chart on your website that explains things like what is WPR versus NPR versus APR versus all of the other acronyms that are out there?
And who can you send a letter to complain about, right? Right, Don?
No, I'm just teasing. No, not really. I'm interested in knowing who trumps who.
Yeah, and that's a mm-hmm. great question, Don, and I don't know if we could draw a chart that fully made sense of it, but it's probably worth a try. In the case of the decision about Talk of the Nation, NPR as a production organization, I would say, trumps the stations in the sense that they do get to make this decision. Now, stations have some power to address this, but it's challenging. And the way that works, and you'll see how it might be hard to get the chart right just with this one explanation. NPR is a membership organization, and the majority of the board of NPR is made up of station managers, people like myself or the just past board chair was Dave Edwards of WUWM in Milwaukee. He's no longer on the board, but for a number of years he was, and I think he would tell you that the board influences overall policy, but it doesn't get into the really specific programming decisions that are made at NPR. The idea is that professionals have been hired to make those decisions. In the same way, that's true of Wisconsin Public Radio, that it's embodied in the policy of the Board of Regents, which owns some of our licenses, and in the policy of the Educational Communication Board, which owns most of the remainder of our licenses, that the decisions are to be made by professionals that are hired to do that. So, and I'll go this far and stop for now because the chart's already getting challenging. Now that we know that NPR has made this decision, then it is up to the individual stations to decide each on their own what they'll do about it on their station. And much of that responsibility here will fall to Mike Arnold, who is our associate director and director of content, and to Cheryl Gasser, who is the head of our Ideas Network. So they'll be looking at all of these options, making recommendations, considering all of your input and the input of a lot more people and so on to try to decide how we'll figure out the response to that. I hope that's a sort of a start of a help there, Don. But boy, it is, in fact, when we do the orientation for our fundraising board, the WPRA, we have a slide of the alphabet soup, you know, the PRI, NPR, APM, PRX, and so on and so on. Don't forget CPB, and it gets to be quite a challenge.
Thank you very much, Don, for the call. Richard in Milwaukee. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Joy. Hi, Mike. Thank you for taking my call. You know, this idea is a bit ill-formed in my mind, but talking about diversity of listeners, listenership, and a voice that probably, well, isn't heard on WPR is the voice of a senior high school student, a 17, 18-year-old. Maybe this show happens, maybe it's once a month, maybe it's once a week, where seniors are interviewed about their worldview, their frame of reference, what's going on in their lives, what they view for the future, what is the context of how they view life. Maybe the show's called Senioritis. I'm looking at this from the point of view of increasing listenership, increasing, therefore, support for the network. I'm looking for, frankly, I mean, I teach undergraduates, and these 17, 18-year-olds, they have their entire lives before them, and hearing their ideas, their frame of reference, I just think would be extremely enlightening and educational for your listenership.
Yeah, I like that, and you know, diversity, I think we usually think of diversity as it speaks to race or ethnicity, and that's a very important component. But there are other kinds of diversity, too. Diversity of view, age, sexual orientation, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, our young people do have so much to offer, like we mentioned, the Young Performers Initiative. And even if it's just an occasional topic for one of your talk shows, Joy, it might be fun to do. So thank you, Richard.
Yeah, thanks. No, I think that's a great idea. We can talk to some high schoolers about some issues. I don't know if we do it on a weekly basis, but certainly. I'm wondering, though, Mike, just because we do hear people suggest it from time to time, that we should have a young person hosting a show or a show geared to high school students or college students, because that would increase our listenership. Do we think that would happen if we put on a show geared to young people?
You know, it might not. And this is a sort of a challenge with the way that radio works, which is that when a radio station is consistently aimed at a sort of a target audience, whatever that might be, it tends to help for people to find the thing they're looking for. And so what I think would be probably more valuable in terms of Richard's suggestion is not so much that it would gather a big new audience of young people. I think that it's more a matter of the fact that we should hear from our young people,
right.
Whoever is listening. Yeah. And I think this is also true of the diversity point altogether, which is that if, like it says on the outer wall of Bascom Hall here, that, you know, the sifting and winnowing by which we discover the truth, we like to think here at Wisconsin Public Radio that the root of our journalistic integrity is the root of academic freedom at the university. And If we're searching for the truth, we need to hear from more people, don't we? Because none of us has a corner on the truth, but all of us have something to share in seeking it out.
Thanks, Richard, very much. Jim in Whitefish Bay is with us now. Hi, Jim.
Hi. I'm wondering what's the deal with the Ben Marins?
Ben has decided to move on to some of his own initiatives. One of the things that he talked about when he did his farewell show, gosh, it's more than a month ago now, isn't it? Is that he has an active life as a speaker, and his particular subject, no surprise for someone with his experience, is in the art of listening and the value of listening. And so he promised that sometime soon we would see news on his website, benmarins.com, about what his new plans were. And I happen to think the question might come up today, and I checked, and that hasn't been updated yet, so I suspect it's very soon that it will be. And I'll encourage you to watch there and see what Ben will be up to next.
Yeah, meanwhile, John Munson, someone tells us from our listener log, John Munson is a wonderful host. I hope he does what he is doing for as long as he wants to. His wit and insights are delightful. So thanks for that comment. So, yes, John is hosting At Issue.
For the time being, And, you know, one of the things that's brilliant about the Wisconsin Public Radio interconnection system is that he's able to do that from Superior and be heard throughout the state. And that's one of the things that people support, is that ability we have to connect the whole state.
Next, we go to Mike in Milwaukee. Hello, Mike.
Yes, I'd like John Munson. I'd like to put my vote in for him as well. The reason I'm calling is I've been listening since Jan Weller came. I don't know how long ago that was, but I just want to say that what I've been hearing constantly, and the Ideas Network used to be full of ideas. Now it's a conservative Democrat debating a conservative to right-wing conservative. And the answers are predictable. The questions are predictable. And WPR is becoming a parody of the SNL parody. And I'm hoping
you mean Delicious Dish? Is that the one you're talking about?
Which one?
Delicious Dish.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah. So, what would you like to hear, Mike?
Yeah, really.
I really would like to hear Democracy Now. They do extraordinary reporting, but the only place you can get it is on the internet, at least for me in Milwaukee. But I know what the situation is. You kind of sidestepped the question that the gentleman asked about Democracy Now, Mike. But
because we're limited on time, Mike, caller, we have less than just a
minute. Sure. So let me try to not sidestep it. I don't intend to sidestep things. So, Mike, one of the issues with Democracy Now is that it's very clearly what is a brand of journalism called advocacy journalism.
That, it has a point of view.
Point of view, and that is absolutely a legitimate way to do journalism. It really hasn't been in the wheelhouse of public radio, such as an NPR station like us, to do that. There are some exceptions where there's a more of a mix. And Democracy Now! Is on some of those stations. But it is our choice not to pick it up, in part because the brand of journalism that we choose to do is different. Yeah. So that's the story there. And I appreciate the comment, and we're probably out of time, aren't we?
Yeah, and I'm going to put in a quick plug that a lot of the guests that Democracy Now! Talks to are also guests that we do have on the Ideas Network talk shows, Mike. I'm sorry you don't catch those ones. We do have less than a minute to go. Mike, I know that we have a pledge drive scheduled one day Wednesday for Wednesday, May 1st. That's coming up, and you will be with us next on Monday, May 6th, unless you're on vacation.
That is the current plan. That's right. And the idea of the one day Wednesday is to try to squeeze an entire 12-day drive, and they have been that long, try to squeeze it into one day. So it's very intense, and we encourage everybody to respond that can. And in any case, thank you, everybody, for all of the great comments today. We like being challenged by you.
Yeah, they were great. Thanks very much. And indeed, you can continue your feedback by going to our website, WPR.org. You will see lots of places where you can contact Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.